playoff opener for St. Edmund Baseball. They take on Harris Lake Park. That game is at Bishop Garrigan. Brian Peters will be out there to bring you the call. 5 o'clock first pitch tonight here on Sunny 99.7. YourFortDyce.com. And joining me to talk about it, he's the head coach of St. Edmund Baseball, Coach Mike Zlot. Coach, good to have you this morning. Good to see you. Looks like you seem to be very much dialed in and ready to go here as we get ready to open the postseason this evening.
Yeah, we're heading in the right direction. We had won a couple or three, I think it's three games in a row. And in that last conference week, we had a couple losses, but some good losses. Played really, really well Friday night against Humboldt, lost in the eight innings. But we played really, really well. And as I told the guys afterwards, you know, we faced their best pitcher statistically, or second best pitcher statistically, and held our own there. And, you know, I only took positives away from that game. And we got Cale to come in that game for a significant amount of time for the first time from coming back from his injury. And then Monday, we won 10-0 against Iowa Falls. And my basic message is this is a very good way to head into the postseason, guys. And so, yeah, I really like where we're at right now.
Coach Mike Zlot is my guest saying that, but baseball, Gales in action this evening, taking on Harris Lake Park at 5 o'clock first pitch. You can hear that game right here. You mentioned there, you know, you're 2-3 in your last five. You've been competitive. You've kind of put a better foot forward here coming down the stretch. Harris Lake Park tonight, a little bit of an unknown, so to speak, because you've had a little bit of time to prepare for them, but not a team that you commonly see. So what are some of the challenges you feel like maybe they present to you tonight?
That's a good question, and I don't have a good answer for you. I don't have any idea. I don't know anything about them other than what's on Varsity Bound. They're really an enigma for me right now. I don't know. So basically, I've not talked to our guys about them. I have no scouting report, anything like that. The teams that they play, I'm not friends with any of the coaches there to get any information, to be honest with you. So we're in the dark there. But so basically, we just have to do what we do and play the way we've been playing. And you know, we've got we're hitting the ball real well as of late, so we need to continue to do that and just get some really good pitching and play good defense, which obviously is a cliche, but I mean, that's what it really comes down to right now. Just make the basic plays, put the ball in play when you're at the plate, and throw strikes. Throwing strikes is always big in baseball, but now with the pitch count, it's absolutely huge, and it's incredibly huge in the postseason if you want to save your pitching and things of that nature. You know, we've talked about Coach Hansen when he played for Fort Dodge Senior High. I think it was against Dowling his junior year. They're losing 9-0, and Dowling got a guy, I think, on second or something with no outs, and Dowling bunted him over to third, and he eventually scored. You know, conventionally, people would say, what are you doing up 9, bunny? You know, well, they're saving pitching.
So trying to end the game right there.
Right, exactly. And you know, senior high wasn't going to, you know, quit playing. So you have to do those type of things probably all year long, but especially now. You have to try to get in the game as soon as you can. And not going deep in counts as a pitcher is important. We're really solid, I think, at pitching. All the way through until sub-state. I don't know if there's any team in our district and the sub-state that's as deep in pitching. There might be some guys out there that are they might have one guy that's
individually
really
better, maybe.
But as a staff, I like our staff as good as any staff. So if we can just keep those guys, keep the pitch count and attack and attack and attack. You know, Cale's got in a very explosive fastball, and he has to rely on that and get ahead, I think, early. And when he's in there, Peyton's got a pretty good fastball, but just a devastating slider, in my opinion, and that's his go-to pitch. And so if we can keep the pitches, one stat I don't think you ever see, it certainly isn't on Varsity Bound, though, is pitches per at-bat, you know, and I keep track of that, and we talk about that occasionally about, you know, the lower you are, their pitch to contact, trust your defense, and the kids are starting to buy it. I hear the kids telling each other that, so that's the nice thing. But and then just keep hitting the ball. We've been hitting the ball really, really well. We get in trouble when we pop up, and so just putting the ball in play, Another statistic, I think that's much different in high school than it is in the professionals. You know, they play for the home run. You know,
right.
It's all the launch angle and stuff like that. And their statistics support that. I can't argue with that. But I actually have statistics on it too. But also my eye test at my level is putting the ball in play on the ground. You know, I think you and I have talked about this and compared it to the difference between running and passing in football. I think that the old adage of football, if you throw, two out of three things happen and two are bad. Three things happen, two are bad. You know, you put the ball on the ground, a guy's got to field it, he's got to throw it, and the other guy's got to catch it. You put it in the air, one guy's got to catch it. It's pretty simple math, you know. So that's where we get in trouble is when we hit the ball in the air too much. So, you know, obviously the best hit in baseball is a line drive. You know,
sure.
And so hitting the ball up the middle, we've been working on that quite a bit, concentrating on that. We will set up a hitting station in the cage where we got a target up the middle for them to hit. And so, I don't know much about Harris Lake Park, but I know that when we hit the ball consistently, throw strikes and field the ball, we're going to be in really good shape.
Yeah. Take care of your own business. Control what you can control. Set your own tone. I think are all things that are important. I think it's important for you guys to, and really for every team, really to just do what you do well. If you do what you do well, most of the time, everything else is going to work itself out. And, you know, there was a time that I didn't know that. When I first started in coaching, my philosophy was more geared toward prepare for everybody, try to do everything. And what I realized is I was doing too much and we weren't retaining enough of it.
Right.
So that eventually I figured out, hey, you know, if we have a formula that works for us and we can perfect that formula for us and do what we do, then, you know, majority of the time we're going to be okay. And I think that plays into tonight, too. Coach Mike Zalot is my guest from St. Ebba Baseball. They take on Harris Lake Park in the first round of the playoffs tonight. Playoff opener, 5 o'clock first pitch. You can hear the game here on Sunday, 99.7, yourfortdice.com. You mentioned a little bit, Kel Colossia has made a return to the mound for you, has seemed to be, you know, picking up strength and getting back to form. And Brian Peters told me that the other night that he felt like Kel looked like Kel pre-injury from last year.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And, he's only getting better, which is a good sign. Yeah, you know, like you said, he's getting stronger for a number of pitches he can throw in a game, and then also his location and the pitch count thing for him has been a big thing, and he's kept it down. So I thought that may have been the best game he's pitched in high school all around. You know, maybe not in terms of number of strikeouts. He's had better performances and things of that nature, but and especially coming off the injury and things. So I'm really happy where he's headed. Peyton's been pretty solid all year. We've thrown him against some pretty difficult competition, and he's been nothing but responsive to that. And so, like I said, and if we have to go beyond that, we got Hayden and Tyler. Andrew Albert, a senior, has done some really good things coming in. And
Tyler McDowell's been good for
Tyler,
you.
Right, yeah. So, but like I said, staff-wise, if we have to go that deep, I feel real comfortable running those guys out there. So, I think pitching-wise, we're really in the driver's seat.
Coach Mike Zalot is my guest. St. Ebba Baseball, Gales in action tonight in the playoffs against Harris Lake Park. Coach, you know, we talked about coming into the season, one of the things that you wanted to see improvement with was getting your hitting numbers up from last year, which you're at a .310 team average for this year and at a .390 or just over .390 on base percentage. So you've really made strides in that regard offensively.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been really fun to watch and see the growth of these guys. And mostly that's been from our seniors. You know, Hayden stepped in as a freshman and is hitting the ball pretty well too. But you see the growth in some of these guys that may have struggled, especially the kids that got to play varsity as a freshman or sophomore, you know, that maybe they weren't really ready for that at that time. And so they've grown. They've made adjustments. They bought into our hitting philosophy, and it's really neat to see the fruits of their labor pay off. And so, yeah, you know, you and Blake were talking about you can't win three until you win the first one. And mm-hmm. so I use that same philosophy about getting the home. You can't get the home until you get the first, you know. So I'm more of an on-base guy than I am a batting average guy.
Right.
And so, once again, that and then, you know, some guy may have maybe he's not hitting the greatest, and then you look at the column, reached on air. Maybe they're on a lot because, see, they put the ball in play, you know. And so, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but that's really what it's about at our level. Put the ball in play. It's a difficult game, and don't complicate it. Just put the ball in play and choke up a little bit maybe when you get two strikes, and just make sure you make contact.
Well, you know, the old team from Bull Durham comes to mind. It's a simple game. You throw the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball.
I just made that quote yesterday. So that's, I didn't refer to the movie, but you're asked, you know, that's what we have to do. I mean, it's really – and you, sometimes if you go to our games, you'll hear me yell from the dugout, you know, when we get into certain situations, don't complicate it. You know, it's a hard enough game as it is. If teams are going to bunt and give you the out, just take the out. You know, I know – we don't get really complicated with our bunt coverages and things. You know, I know some teams do that, and hats off to them for being able to do that. But, well, you know, we want to just really keep it simple.
Pick it up, throw it to first.
Right,
yeah.
And then have make sure everybody's covering a certain base and things. But other than that, yeah, take the out, let them have it. Because if you, you know, I've just seen in the past, these are you know, teenage kids that are doing these things, and adults would struggle to do these things. So, yeah, it makes sense that the kids might struggle too. So,
yeah.
You know, I try to keep as many moving parts out as possible. You know, that's the one thing I like about us not playing a lot this week is that we do get to go over some of those things, and that's why I like having practices. One of our things that we do with bunt coverages that's pretty unconventional is if it's a really obvious bunting situation with the runner on first, I bring my second baseman way in, you know. Some people, the old adage is to have the first baseman crash and have the second baseman cover. And
right.
Once again, you know, you have a person covering first base that doesn't typically do that. They're on the move usually.
Mm-hmm.
The first baseman's got to hit a moving target. You know, you say throw to the base, but it's easier said than done. So we try to eliminate a lot of that stuff. And so I bring my second baseman way in and let them cover that side of the diamond.
Right.
So it doesn't look typical, but to me it's the safest way of doing things. So.
Well, and also, you know, you mentioned that about some of the complications if you run the first baseman in and try to wheel the second baseman to first. Also, if you've got a left-handed first baseman right there who's picking that ball up, then he's got to turn all the way around
right.
to make that throw to a guy who's probably moving, as you mentioned, toward the bag there too. So I can understand trying to simplify that there and not try to overcomplicate things. And I think if you can just take care of the simple things, the routine things, most of the time you're going to be fine.
Right.
St. Ebba baseball's in action tonight against Harris Lake Park. They are opening the playoffs at Bishop Garrigan. Obviously, I know that you are taking everything one game at a time here, Coach Mike. It's a lot. Got to get one to get to the next one. But, you know, I'm the media, so I get to speculate and look ahead. That's
right.
What I get to do, right? So, looking ahead, Bishop Garrigan would likely be your opponent on Tuesday if you win tonight. That would be a pretty interesting caveat because we all know that there's that built-in kind of rivalry between St. Ebba and Garrigan. Got to be something that I know would be excited for you and the program if you can take care of business tonight.
Yeah, right. And the kids know each other, I think, through various sports that they play throughout the year. And so, yeah, that'd be fun. Coach Meister and I think get along pretty well. You know, I respect him. His dad was a phenomenal coach, and Rob's carrying on that tradition within the family, and even has his son coaching with him. So, they play the game the right way, and they're going to battle you. They are going to put the ball in play. They don't strike out a lot, and so, yeah, that'd be a good test for us if we get to play them on Tuesday. They got us really, really good down at CYO, and then we got them last Thursday. So we're 1-1 against the first time I think we've beaten them since maybe I took over. I'm not sure on that. But, that would be a real fun game for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it would be the rubber match there. I think it was the first time you guys have beat them since, like, 16 or 17.
Right.
Something like that. I'd have to go back and check it for sure, but that's something there. So it was a milestone win. You know, and they used to say that back in the 80s, you know, Notre Dame and Miami and football were Catholics versus convicts. You guys would be Catholics versus Catholics on Tuesday night.
Hey, maybe you and I can make those shirts.
Maybe we can.
Yeah.
Maybe we can. And that would be for a, you know, a chance to advance further into the playoffs, and would be a good story if it's able to come to fruition. But got to take care of business first things first tonight against Harris Lake Park. Give me a little bit of, you know, I know that you think the routine plays, making the routine plays, are big for you guys. What else do you feel like you have to do? You feel like you have to, you know, maybe get some timely hits, things of that nature, but what else do you feel like is important?
Yeah, for sure. Just hitting the ball any time, getting on base. And I guess that maybe changes. Maybe timely hitting isn't quite as important anymore, once again, with the pitch count rule. Now,
true.
The teams, you know, they're going to throw their ace, and statistically that's a little tough to figure out right now. They got two seniors with ERAs about similar. One strikes out more, but the other one's won more games. And so it's tough to – it might be the inning kid or I'm not sure.
Yeah, Bumgarn, I think, is the other one.
He's a freshman or sophomore, I think. He's got a high strikeout total for innings pitched. And then there's another senior.
There's a Hempel, a freshman that's got a pretty decent strikeout number, 22 2/3 innings. And then there is a Brevik kid
that's the one,
who
yep.
doesn't have a great record but has some decent numbers.
Right. So I think it'll be one of those two seniors. But once again, if you get the pitch count up, so maybe if you get on with two outs, if you do that a couple times throughout the game and then extend the inning, then that can come into play.
Making them go deeper than they want to go.
So like I said, maybe timely hitting isn't as important, just getting on once again. You know, it's these things that you never thought you'd have to think about. And then once again, I'm a huge, huge fan of the pitch count rule. I really am. It's so much better than the innings pitched as far as the arm care is concerned. I think we're doing things the right way and looking out for the health of the young men, and I'm all for it. But it just does change how you do things and how you pitch. You know, like tonight we might limit our top two guys is 65, so they can pitch on Tuesday. You know, that's one thing you got to be concerned with. A couple years ago, and I really picked up on this, West Sioux did that. They had a really good pitching staff. They had Hunter Decker, who's a quarterback at Iowa State.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what they did. They pitched their guys the max to allow them to come back the next game, and they had three or four guys do that. And every game they did that. And I'm like, you know what, maybe this is the way to do things. And so we're going to give that an opportunity here going forward. And like I said, after Kale and Peyton, or Peyton and Kale, depending on how we want to do things, I do feel comfortable with any one of our guys that has pitched regularly coming in to also throw. So, it's the basics. We've talked about it several times already today. But, I think we're really going to be in decent shape if we throw strikes and we hit the ball.
Do you, have you announced a starter? Have you decided on a starter?
Yeah, we're going to start with Kale and then bring in Peyton. And
okay.
Then Tuesday we may flip-flop that. I'm not sure what we're going to do after that if we get past today. And,
okay.
Another thing we need to evaluate and talk about is, you know, which situation are we better at? Are we better with Kale starting or Peyton coming in or vice versa? So that's conversations we've had with both those guys. And so right now, just because of the turn and rotation and things of that nature, we're starting Kale tonight, but you never know after tonight how that goes.
Coach Mike Zalot has been my guest here on the program. St. Eben is in action, 5:00 first pitch against Harris Lake Park. You can hear the game here on Sunny 99.7 and yourfortdodge.com. Brian Peters will have the call. Coach, I appreciate the time from you this morning. Know you got a lot going on with playoffs this evening, and we certainly wish you best of luck here, and we'll try to track you down, have you next week, and hopefully be talking about a continued postseason run at that point.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, thanks for all your coverage, and thanks for Brian for putting the game on sometimes in the past and then also tonight. And then good luck to the Dodger girls tonight and the Dodger boys next week. And You know, I know you talked a little bit earlier with softball. Casey and Ella, what two great role models for our younger girls, the two seniors, just great in the classroom, phenomenal kids in the hallway, and really good softball players as well. So they're going to be really missed, but I think the softball program's heading in the right direction.
I do, too.
And those two girls are phenomenal young ladies, and they are fun to watch for 5 years, both of them. So, good luck to everybody around the area, and we'll listen to Brian tonight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Coach Mike Zalot has been my guest here. We'll